I am Claire Leblanc, director of the Musée d'Ixelles in Brussels.
You've just won a prize called the Art Explorer. And it's a prize that the V&A in London also won and Monet de Paris won. So it's a very nice company you're in with this prize. What is the prize about?
The prize is about the recognition of cultural projects, which is very accessible. So the Art Explorer Prize is here to support projects with a broad, accessible approach.
So this is a project that brings people who normally would not necessarily come to a cultural institution, and that's the point.
Yes, absolutely. The project Musée comme chez soi is specifically thinking about people who are never coming to the museum or considering that they are not concerned by museums. And so this is the reason of this project. And Art Explorer, the price of Art Explorer is specifically about this question.
The project is called Musée comme chez soi, in other words, museum at home. And so what you have is you have people in the neighborhood who choose a piece of work of art in the museum, and it gets put in their house, and people go to the house and see it in these people's house.
Yes, indeed. So the Projet Musée comme chez soi is about 2 weekends a year, 10 works of the collection. We come out of storage and spend 2 busy days in one of the museum Ixelles neighbor. On the Saturday, hosts present the work to the family, friends, neighbors. And on Sunday, he opens his home to the public, who's able to walk from neighbor to neighbor and admire 10 works on display in an original context.
This prize comes with 50,000 euros, which I'm sure is very welcome.
It's very welcome. It's, in fact, the half of the cost of the next project. So for the further 2 years, 2022 and 2023, we will be able to build 4 editions, so 4 weekends. And without this prize, the project was maybe not possible. So it's more than an honorific prize. It's really a help, support to build this project further.
And so these new weekends are going to be in different neighborhoods. The first one was in the neighborhood right around the museum,
yes.
And now it's going to be a little farther away.
It stays really near the museum. The goal of the project is to create a link with the very nearest neighborhoods. So we are going now around Malibran, Malbec, Blecart. It's very close from us, but there are a lot of neighbors who are not concerned by the museum. So we try to create the link, to create a relationship with Ixelles, with the streets around, with the neighbors. So this is the reason why we are not going further.
Speaking of Ixelles and the museum, what is the museum? What kind of works of art do you have? And this is just the borough of Ixelles Museum.
The Musée d'Ixelles, next year it will have under 30 years, so it's an old museum in Brussels. It's the second public collection of Belgian art in Brussels. So it's an important institution in the museal context. And we can see a panorama overview about Belgian art from 19th century until nowadays. So this is a very large approach, historical approach. We have, I always say, the lucky accidents in the collection, like Picasso, Miro, Toulouse-Lautrec. They are not Belgian, but they are in the collection because of legacies. And they are very welcome, of course. But the DNA of the collection is Belgian art.
I love this collection. You have such gems. Anybody who wants to know about Belgian art in the 19th and 20th century, this is the place.
This is the place. No, actually, we are closed for rebuilding, renovation and enlargement. So we are closed. But we are going through this very specific period with a goal to reopen on spring 2024.
I'll be there. Thank you very much.
Thanks to you.